This is Unaware, written by D. Schaefer and read for you by Miriam Berger. Dedication. This book is dedicated to God, as it has been my life's work to serve in the ways that I am called. I also sincerely dedicate this book to all those who are wounded and hurting by life's experiences and tragedies. It is my prayer that this book offers hope and provides unexpected guidance to the source of true healing, restoration, and peace. Chapter 1. Defeat. Blackness immersed the atmosphere, not a star to be seen. Just a dull glow of the crescent moon, losing its battle with a dense fog that seemed to be blocking any flicker of light that might escape its capture. The relentless buzzing of insects seemed to be drawing the darkness from the skies, like they were somehow able to summon the night to fall upon them. The stillness of the chilled air amplified the delicate movements of creatures nearby as red eyes darted in and out of view. "They will be better off without you. You bring misery into their lives, and you know it. It is time to end the suffering, your suffering, their suffering. It is time." Charlie felt the weight of her thoughts reach deeply into her body. The thoughts that extended far beyond her mind, far deeper than her heart. Her entire body carried the heaviness of despair as the grip on her was as black as the atmosphere she was sitting in. Anguish resided in her skin as she felt its tormenting stabs like a never-ending current of electricity. The heaviest weight of hopelessness enveloped her heart as she felt the remaining spark of strength get consumed by the thickness of the moment. The torrential flow of tears had dried up hours ago as she grabbed a bottle of sleeping pills and drove deep into the cemetery where she felt the isolation she desperately craved. "There is nothing for you here. People hate you. It's time." She continued to hear repeatedly in her mind. She couldn't fight back at the words pushing her toward destruction. She believed them and did not question their validity, as she had long embraced those thoughts as her personal truth. Her body, in full-blown torment, screamed at her to end the suffering. It was as powerful as the thoughts in her head relentlessly telling her the same thing. Every aspect of her life converged on her that night, as if the conditions were at last all present to generate this one irreversible moment. Flashes of Jean fired through her mind, setting off turbulent waves of rage. Images of her daughter flooded her heart as she believed she was releasing her from the burden of her dreadful parenting. Visuals of her own mother with a demonic grin haunted her mind as she embraced the reality that her mother desperately wanted her dead. The dark, unbearable imageries swirled within her internal vision, not allowing a trace of light to enter into her thought process. She felt her breathing become more mechanical and forceful. She felt the blood rush out of her head as she sat in the driver's seat of her car. Her face was pale, and her eyes fixed and glassy as she locked her sight onto the dark silhouette of a large tree trunk that was about 50 feet from her vehicle. She opened the bottle of pills, poured a handful into her palm, opened her mouth, and emptied her palm. She grabbed the bottle of water patiently waiting for her, and she took a drink, and another drink, and another drink. Her mind switched. Apathy had gained control as the torment and swirling visions of evil took a back seat and allowed defeat to have its way and claim its victory. Charlie quickly looked around at her surroundings to check for anyone who might be nearby. She felt a sense of confidence that she was alone, as it was after 4 o'clock a.m., and who goes to the cemetery at that hour? A quick glance to her right, she sees the dark outline of a distressed building.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?